This week's Rocket Podcast is sponsored by Frazier & Massey Attorneys, located on Main Street in Marion.
Welcome to Week 2 of Rocket Football. Crittenden County is 1-0 after a win at Todd Central, and this week the Rockets will go to Hopkins Central. Coach Starnes, the Storm is looks a lot like they did last year. Same personnel, it appears.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I think that they're a little bit better. I think they're playing harder than what they did last year. I think they're pretty solid all the way across. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, Chris, it's going to take a special effort on our part to be able to beat them. Especially if we do not improve like we from last week. And, you know, going back and watching the film, I was proud of the kids last week, and going back watching the film, we had some effort that we were proud of, but, you know, we were very fortunate to win that ball game. And so we challenged the kids this week and to work on a couple things to get better and improve on. And if we don't, we're going to be hurting this week.
What in particular have you worked on?
Well, we worked on tackling. We've worked on getting in the right place and doing our assignment. Offensive line-wise, we've worked on coming off the football. We've worked on our pass blocking because last week we had one call, one protection, and we had two kids that were messing up just about every time. And we can't have that happen, and it's just that they forgot. And those are the young, inexperienced type things. This week, we have three different protections based on the defensive fronts that they line up. And if we don't get the right call and do the right protection, then we won't have time to throw the football. And I know at receiver, we worked hard at blocking because it was probably the worst display of blocking as receivers that I've seen in a long time. And so we got to work on those things and get better and improve. We have to be able to throw the screens, and when you throw the screens, you have to be able to block. And if we can't block it and we can't get somebody open to get 4 or 5 yards, then we're not doing ourselves any justice. So, you know, we worked hard this week, and hopefully it's going to show. But if it doesn't, then we're going to struggle. And usually you see your first improvement from week one to week two. So that's what we're hoping for, to see that improvement.
Of course, the things you're talking about are just, those are just the basic building blocks of football, that blocking, tackling, assignments, things like that. So it's really just, maybe those first game jitters had something to do with it, and you come out in the second game and you see some of these things at game speed, and a lot of these guys are young, hadn't been in the mix. Do you think they're getting it? Do you think this week is going to be that much different?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of what it is technique. It's not the desire. It's not the heart or anything right. like that. So it's technique. And with that technique, nerves play a part into that because, you know, they're just not quite sure of themselves. They're just not quite focused on what they're doing. And so you know, if they don't line up exactly like you tell them, or they don't do something exactly like you tell them, and there's anything going on in the course of that snap, then that's what confuses them. And so then they just don't quite understand. That is inexperience, a lack of experience. And that's what we have to focus on, to make sure that we do our job and do your responsibility, and don't think and don't do things like that. Because, you know, if your mind is thinking, then your feet are in quicksand. So, you know, you got to be able to react and do what you're coached to do. And that's the biggest frustration that we're finding. And that usually occurs with younger players is, you know, you expect to say something to them and to teach them, and then them do it. And you don't have to go over it and over it and over it every single time. They have to take some accountability and absorb things that you're saying.
Are there any particular units on the field, like linebackers, cornerbacks, interior line? Where in particular do you see that you need the greatest improvement this week to be able to match up and to beat Hopkins Central?
Oh, our offensive line and defensive line, I think that's the two areas that we need to improve on.
Coach Wheeler, Jeremy Wheeler, defensive coordinator, jump in here. This week you're working on, obviously going back to square one and working on some tackling drills. What kind of things are you are working on, number one? And then number two, who are some of the leaders on the defense that are getting it?
Right. The number one thing we worked on, we thought that everybody read pretty well last week, and they were getting there, but then they were just stopping their feet. So a lot of the tackling that we did this week, we incorporated with just using the dummies to save their bodies, was just to continue to run through and make the tackle. I mean, I thought their effort was there last week, and just a few of the things. The two drives that we didn't tackle well, they scored two touchdowns on, and that was just because we weren't wrapping and squeezing, so we worked heavily on that after we told them about it. And I guess you know, the big improvements we had, I thought Dylan Smith did a great job this week of reading it and getting over the top when there's a lot of trash in front of him. And I think our secondary it really stepped up this week a lot in some of our little drills. And I think you're going to see a lot of improvement out of them this Friday night.
Hopkins Central, Coach Darnes, has the Benson boy, Damon Benson. He wears number 31, and he's back. He ran the ball pretty well against us last year. And then the quarterback, Hagen Oakley, wears number 8, and he's another one that we got to really watch out for.
Hey, I'm telling you now, those two kids are solid, and they have some good sized linemen in front of them that play with the mentality of an offensive line like they should. And you know, that's what I'm saying, that the Oakley kid can throw the ball. I think he's probably a stronger runner, but that 31, when he gets the ball, he runs hard. And so we're going to have to make sure that we do form up and we tackle, and you know, missed tackle is going to be a key. But you know, I think this week we've also worked on stripping the football, and we've got to be able to see that in a film, and that becomes just a second nature to them. When we go there and the tackle's secured, somebody every time should reach in and try to cause a fumble. Every single time we should see that. And that's, again, that's youth, and we've got to make sure that we continue to work on that so we can see it in the films.
We were -2 on turnovers last week, so obviously something you want to work on and get better. But I think the Storm, Hopkins Central, actually took advantage of some turnovers against Webster County, and that was a close game until I think they scored just a few seconds left.
Hopkins Central was up 14-0 with 5 minutes to go in the game, and then Webster scored twice in 5 minutes to go, mm-hmm. within 5 minutes, and then Hopkins Central score with like 20 seconds on the clock. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah, I mean it was. You know, I felt like Hopkins Central had the game in control, and then they let two touchdowns late, and then Hopkins Central came back and scored there at the end.
Yeah, so. I think the first score in the game was Hopkins Central returned a fumble for a touchdown, mm-hmm. and then I think that was in the fourth quarter. There was no score, maybe late in the third quarter. So there's no offensive touchdown, I don't think, until the fourth quarter of this football game. And then they just unleashed it.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what, I think Webster County is playing a whole lot better as well. I think they're flying around and making things happen. And I think those are two much improved football teams from where they were last year. And that's what concerns me.
Of course, two teams we handled quite easily last year. But this is another season. We have as you mentioned, a whole new offensive and defensive line, and a lot of new faces on the field, and we hope they've gotten some experience under their belt at Todd County with that win. Who in particular do you see as really being key for us to win this football game? Of course, Hunter Boone's always got to be in that mix of quarterback, but is there anybody else in particular you see this week that could take over this game?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to look at Hunter Boone and what we're allowing him to do. And I think that he's the one that can make it happen, because he's got to get the ball to the right players at the right time, and it's got to happen quick. And that's what we've talked about before. You know, we're protecting our linemen for that reason. And so those guys are really going to have to make sure, or Hunter's really going to have to make sure that he gets the ball to them. And then I think the other ones are slot guys who are going to have to make sure that they block on the screens and our run game, because a lot of our run game takes place outside, and that's what we're trying to get to. So they're going to make sure that they block. And if they don't, then we're going to get very minimal yardage, and we want to make sure that we gain enough yardage to where we do not have to force anything down the field or force anything to where it's a longer play. We want things to happen quickly.
Do we have any injuries this week? That's Coach Wheeler, you got anybody on defense that we're having to replace this week?
D's looking good. We had one offense, Dossett, had a little minor problem with his back. I think he's good to go now. So.
Nobody else? What about Charlie Johnson? How is he? Of course, he came into the end of the Todd game. Is his knee okay?
He practiced this week and didn't complain about it, so I'm assuming he's all good.
I've had a few people ask about Paxton Riley. He wears that brace. They look like he was maybe favoring a little bit. I think it's just he's not getting used to the brace.
Yeah, that's all it was. Yeah. His knee wasn't bothering him that much. It's just the brace was tight, and so that's why he was favoring it. But he hadn't had any problems with that knee.
This week we face a team that we've never lost to. We're 7.
Gee, thanks. Thanks for bringing it up. You know,
it's kind of like talking about a no-hitter in the eighth inning. But this is a team that traditionally we have – it's almost like they have to be 2 or 3 touchdowns better than us for them to even be in the game. Is that locker room fodder that you – we've never lost to this team, guys. We're not going to go out there and lose this.
No, I don't mention stuff like that at all. it is what it is. I'm gonna tell you, we're gonna struggle this week if we don't do the little things right, and hopefully we can win the turnover ratio and win in the special teams, and I think maybe that will be the difference in the game.
Well, I've heard a lot of your speeches before, and you're right. You never use any type of motivational history or anything. You never bring anything like that up.
I bring a lot of things up, but I don't ever tell them we've never lost to them. It's like you said, it's like no hitter in eighth inning. Yeah, bring it up. What happened? So, no, we don't do that. I don't do that.
Of course, this is a game that it means a lot to this team to go 2-0. The schedule is going to get a lot tougher as we move into the next couple of weeks after this. So it's important for this team, a young team, to continue to get off on the right path. And I know this is a game that you guys want to win.
Yeah, you know we do want to win, Chris. But I'm going to tell you though, more importantly, it's improving because it's like it is every year. What we're trying to do is we're trying to put the best team out there come district time, so we can advance in the playoffs and have home field advantage in the playoffs. So that's where we are right now. If we win, we win. I get it. I understand that. That's what we're trying to do. But our thing is trying to improve to get this team mature as quickly as possible. And in that, we're going to have some growing pains, and we got to understand that. And we've got to make sure that we approach it that way as coaches, because the last thing that you want to do is you want to put solid pressure on young, inexperienced players, because then they'll go in the tank. And we don't need them to go in the tank, because we'll have nobody else.
All right. Well, good luck this week. I know you're in a hurry. We're trying to record this today right before practice, and it's warm out there. You guys holding up?
We're fine. We're fine. But, you know, we've never lost to this team, so we're good.
Well, let's make sure that it stays that way. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.